Okay, speaking of do it, what's the purpose for a teenager's desire for sex?
You're born with it. The purpose of it is to expand the human population. It's like the desire for food and the desire for water. It's an innate desire built into you to assure the longevity of your species.
And the follow-up on that would be, and is it wise to wait till I'm married to have sex?
If that's when the impulse first hits you.
Okay. Why are my parents so embarrassed about their bodies and about sex?
They've been taught. In other words, it is part of that socialization. It's part of the trying to control yourself from the outside in. We do not believe that they are as embarrassed as you think they are.
Okay, I'm not going to go on with that. Okay, this one says...
Hard to ask someone else's question, isn't it?
That's a good point. I've just realized that I'm mostly attracted to people of my same sex, and so I've concluded that I'm gay at this point. But how can I explain my feelings to my family, and should I explain?
It is not so important that you explain it to another, and even if you do, it is not necessarily that they will understand what you've explained. But it is important that you find a feeling place where you are not upset about it. In other words, the explanation so often comes from a place of defensiveness, and your defensiveness only attracts more of what you need to defend against. So once you are in alignment, once you are all right with who you are, once you are in love with you mm-hmm. again, then usually others will find it easier to align with your love for you. Mm-hmm. But if they have helped you to condemn yourself, so you are really feeling condemned, so all of your explanation comes from a place of defensiveness, then that's the basis of your experience with the other. You have to find your place first and really feel all right about it first before you can ever begin to explain it to another and evoke from them a response that will please you. So often, the responses that you get from others about anything
right.
just reflect back to you the way you feel.
Wow. And the last one, I guess, in that area, is someone says, well, shouldn't my having sex be nobody else's business?
Yes, but you tend to make it everybody else's business by needing them to approve. Mm. If you don't ask them their opinion, they're not as likely to give it to you. In other words, if you're all right with where you are and not seeking approval. You see, this is the thing that goes most wrong with this gay movement, so to speak, is that it is known by you that most do disapprove of you. And then from your defensive place, you set out to make them approve. If you would set out to make their opinion a non-issue, everything would go smoother for you. Hmm. Why does it matter what they think?
We've been taught that it matters.
That is because it's coming from your wanting to guide yourself from the outside rather than from the inside. It seems that in your very conservative environment, all discussion about sex, as you have already said about parents, mm-hmm. is an uncomfortable subject. And we think it is because it is perhaps the primary example of where socialization tries to guide rather than natural impulse. The closer you get back to your natural impulse, the better off you will all be. But as you flaunt your natural impulse in a society that decided that socialization means we were savages once, and in our socialization we have come away from our savagery, then they will assume that you are returning to savagery rather than to naturalness, you see. And so it all comes back around to the same idea that don't ask them to understand what you are about. Mm-hmm. Just be about what you are about, but don't ask them to understand what you are all about. And if you will stop needing their approval, then you will stop activating them with your vibration, and it will be a non-issue for you.
Excellent. Thank you.